This is Brian Kinsey. I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola, and I'm delighted that you're listening to our podcast, and I hope it is a blessing to your life. Please send us an email at firstpent.org if you have a prayer request or would like a Bible study. Thank you for listening. One verse of scripture, Luke chapter 20 and verse 38. Very simply, for he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For all live unto him. All live unto him. God bless you. You may be seated. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for I know he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. So I just want to speak to somebody today who's fretting over the uncertainty of what's going to happen. And I just want to tell you that tomorrow belongs to the Lord. I want to say it again because I know you feel that fretting and you feel that uncertainty of what's coming tomorrow, what's going to come next week. I don't know. And it just seems like it permeates the culture and the atmosphere and the radio waves and the television waves. It just seems to be flooding the minds of people today. But I come to tell you that tomorrow belongs to the Lord. So I want you to worship like you believe that. I want you to bless the Lord today like you know God's got everything in control. Now, by the faith, hope, and charity, the greatest of these is charity, but I'm telling you that God still gives us hope. We are high hopers and not no hopers. By faith, with hope and love, we're going to patiently endure through every trial. Yes, there are going to be storms tomorrow, but I know that he's already got a strategic plan to bring me through every storm. So I'm going to go ahead and accept the fact that my Jesus has everything under control. Jesus lived and he died. But the devil doesn't have the last say. And the pain of crucifixion is not the last word. For he rose again on the third day. And now he offers us a better way to live. We don't have to live in panic. We don't have to live with worry and fretting. We've got something better to live for. We don't have to live with all of the anxiety that's being placed on us by the world. But I've got peace. I've got hope. And I've got faith. We don't have to be paralyzed by the problem. I know that Jesus has got everything worked out. And so I'm going to trust in him. He wants us to know where we are and he wants us to know where we're going. And I believe that he's got tomorrow in his hand. One of the biggest theatrical successes in the history of Broadway was a musical called Annie, based on the comic strip Little Orphan Annie. And Annie would capture the audience with her straightforward, optimistic, and always hopeful attitude toward life. And even in the darkest situations, when it seemed like she was most vulnerable and helpless, she would insist, "The sun is going to come out tomorrow." Again and again, she sang it, just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, "Oh, the sun will come out tomorrow." So you got to hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only just a day away. I've come to tell somebody you need to hold on. God's got your answer. God's got the plan. And he knows exactly what he's going to do. And you need to worship today like you've already got what he has promised. You need to act now like you already have what he has spoken. Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is a day of hope. Tomorrow is unstoppable because my God is a God of the living and not a God of the dead. And that's the reason why so many people can't activate the power of God or access his resources to bless, to heal, to set free, is because of the fact that they have died emotionally, mentally, and their energy is dead. There's nothing to give back to the Lord. There's nothing to give to him. They've got to have something happen. They've got to feel some special something in order to give anything to the Lord. But I've come to tell you, I've got Jesus living on the inside of my heart. That's not just simply a statement. That is resurrection power. That's not just resurrection power. That's creative power. He can call something out of nothing. He can speak to the situation and it change and turn in an instant. So I'm not going to fret about what tomorrow holds because I know who holds that. I know that he's alive today. And I just want to know, is anybody alive in the house? Romans 14:7 says, for none of us lives to ourselves. No man dies to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. And whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Turn to somebody and say, I belong to Jesus. Turn to somebody else and say, you belong to him. But I've got too many people that don't believe in their future. They believe that some past circumstance still affects what God can do for them in the future. And I've come to tell you that that is a lie from hell and the enemy to try to keep you from believing and enjoying what God's doing in your life today. I don't want to preach to people that don't start enjoying life and start having joy in the Lord and find out you're a blessed people today. No. Listen, life's not perfect and nobody's perfect in this house. I know too much about all of us and none of us is perfect. But thanks be to God, the perfect one died on the cross, shed his blood. And through his blood, I've got access to the glory of the throne room. I can pass through the veil that has been torn and rent from the top to the bottom. Some of y'all don't believe in your future. You need your relationship fixed. Some of y'all don't believe and you've lost hope in God's promise. You need your attitude adjusted. You need your praise turned back on. You need to find out God still holds tomorrow. Well, if you're not convinced that the sun's going to come out tomorrow, just hang on one more day. Guess what? It's going to rise in the east again. If you've turned off all the infinite possibilities of God's resurrection power, then you've come to the right place. You're in the house of the Lord and you're in the right place to receive something from the Word of God. If you don't believe that things will be better, if you don't believe that God really can take care of you, if you don't believe that God can do anything and that all things are possible with God, that God answers prayer, that God still inhabits our praises, that the Holy Ghost really brings power to our life, that there's a purpose of God for our life, then I believe you've come to the right place because I'm going to preach hope back into you to where you begin to believe again. I know it might be just a little bit tough, but I say, let us believe that God's word is true. There is nothing that can prevent God from blessing you unless you just turn him off and walk away. But as long as you're here connected to his glory, I've come to tell you no mistake, no wrong decision, no nobody's opinion of you, nobody's vote against you or for you can defeat God's ability or willingness to forgive, bind up your wounds, and heal your hurting heart. There is nothing that ties you irrevocably to the past. You can rise up and say, the sun is going to come out tomorrow. And you've got that promise. God's always present to show you that there's a new life, that there's a better tomorrow. Joseph experienced this when he went into Egypt, and his two sons that were born to him in Egypt, one was named Ephraim and the other Manasseh. God had blessed him in the land of his affliction, and that God made him forget the toil of all that he experienced in his father's house. And I know sometimes the father's house can be cruel. And coming to church and people that you meet in church can be cruel. And you don't understand why people in church can be so cruel. And yet it happens, and it does. And they can sell you into slavery. And they can put you in a prison. They can put you in a pit. But it doesn't matter, because God still holds tomorrow. And he didn't let it affect his spirit. The affliction and the adversity are employed by heaven to actually begin working out God's purpose in your life. If you can understand that very situation might be the very thing that makes you into the person that God wants you to be, instead of chafing at it, instead of sitting back and acting like, well, I can't ever worship again because somebody looked at me wrong. Well, that's ignorant. You need to go ahead and say, listen, devil, I don't care how they look. Look at this, devil, I'm going to bless the Lord because the sun's coming out tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. All I've got is now. So I'm going to praise God just like there is no tomorrow, because this is the best time to live, is right now. I'm telling you, God can make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I know we're living in times of tumultuous change. I understand that. And I know some of us are having it tough. And I wished I could do away with the tough times that you're in and the situations that you're in. And perhaps you feel chained, and perhaps you feel trapped, and you feel stuck, and you feel like you can't advance and you can't do anything that God wants you to do. Well, I've come to tell you that God has already got tomorrow, and it belongs to him, and he holds it in his hand. God is still light. I know there's darkness in your life and you feel the despair. Even now in this service today, you feel the despair. I can sense it in your heart. No, Brother Kinsey, ain't nothing's going to change. No matter how much I praise, nothing's ever going to change. My circumstance is never going to change. My situation, what I'm praying for, God's never going to answer it. It's just going to stay the same way all the time. I've come to tell you that is not true. I'm going to say it again. It is not true. I'm going to say it one more time. God's still on the throne, and that is not true. And as long as God is on the throne, politics don't have anything to do with the kingdom of God and what God's able to do in this church, unless you're ignorant and believe that mess. I'm going to tell you right now, my God can give us the greatest revival we've ever had in our history now. England is about to break forth on the right and the left and have the greatest Holy Ghost revival they've ever experienced. And I'm telling you, it may look dark now, it may look bleak now, but I see a new tomorrow, and I see a new day dawning, and I see God working at his best. I want to have the attitude of the little boy that walked up to his dad and said, Dad, can I go outside and play catch with God? And his dad said, well, yeah, but how do you play catch with God? He said, oh, it's easy. I just throw the ball up and he throws it back. Praise God. And I wish some of you would get that attitude. I just bring the praise up and God just comes down. I just send it up and the Lord just brings it down. I wish somebody would say, ain't no problem gonna take me out. Ain't no situation gonna take me out, because I love you tomorrow. The sun's gonna come up tomorrow. God's gonna keep his promise. life is going to go to some place. I know the pieces of the puzzle don't look like they make sense right now. And I know you can't fit it all together. It looks like one of them 10,000 piece puzzles. Anybody ever put one of them 10,000 piece puzzles together? It'll drive you insane. I used to put puzzles together. I really liked it until I just went insane. And then I said, I am not going to put myself through this insanity any longer. But I know you feel like your life is in 10,000 pieces, but God knows where every piece goes. He said he's got every member written down. He's got every tear collected in a bottle. He sees your tears. He sees your pain. He sees your anguish. And I know I wished I could just sit here and just sympathize with you, put my arms around you, make you feel like you've been victimized by everything in the world. And poor little darling, how in the world could they do that? Let's go punch him in the mouth. I understand all of that, and I'm not rebuking you over that, but I'm just saying, don't punch nobody in the mouth. Let's play catch with God. Praise the Lord. I don't want you to get arrested for assault. I want you to come up in here and bless the Lord, because he's been too good to us to let him down in this hour. I think somebody ought to bless him. I think somebody ought to say, sun gonna come up tomorrow. I might get killed today, but I believe in a resurrection. I might get my teeth kicked down my throat, but I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. God's going to work everything out in his time. You know, I've heard tomorrow preached about. I've heard tomorrow preached against. I've heard people say tomorrow never comes. And all the fatalistic people said nobody's promised tomorrow. So be all bleak today, because you don't know. You liable to kick the bucket in 5 minutes. I've heard it all of my life, but I've gotten an enlightenment. I believe God has spoken to me and says, I've got tomorrow. You quit worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, and you just praise me today, and I got tomorrow. God's not only got your past, he's got your future in the palm of his hand. And if I could just get you to quit crying over what's happened yesterday and how it hadn't changed yet today, and get you smiling just one time. Just smile one time in church without me asking you to. It would be a miracle. I mean, I would write the Pentecostal Herald and say, we've had a brand new miracle. A whole new stand. I had everybody smile at me at the same time, and I didn't even ask them to. What is up with that? They got something. They probably got something they're going to do to me after church. That's the only thing. That's the way people think today. But I'm telling you, God's got your tomorrow. Your prayers will be answered. You need to act like you believe that. I'm going to say it one more time. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I tell you right now, your prayers will be answered. I'm going to say it again. I don't care how we got to run the devil off to try to get my prayers will be answered. I've come to tell somebody, your loved ones are coming back to God. Don't you give up. I said your loved ones are coming back to God. I say it again. Your loved ones are coming back to God. I'm going to say it again and again. We will have revival like never before. I said we are going to have revival. I said we are going to have revival. God's will shall be done. He will wipe away all tears. Tomorrow, things will be better. The redeemed are going to gather in. There may be a lot of things I don't have confidence in, but I do believe in God's ability to do tomorrow what he's doing today, and to do today what he did yesterday. As a matter of fact, I love it whenever they came and confronted him and told him, Herod's about to kill you, brother. And Jesus said, go tell that fox. And that's exactly what we need to tell all of the politicians and all the government and everything. Go tell that fox, today I do miracles, and tomorrow, and the next day. As a matter of fact, It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means God don't quit. I've said God don't quit. You might quit God, but God don't quit. God's not off the job just because you decided to have a bad day. I said Jesus is still up in the house, and he's still just as mighty as he's ever been. I think you ought to hang on. I think you ought to tie a knot at the end of the rope and just grab on and say, I'm not letting go. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only a day away. I know some of you are burdened, and I can tell you are. And I know some of you question, why are things the way they are? Why is it that I cannot change the person that I'm living with now? Do not say amen, or you will have a problem. And guess what? The Bible says, sow to yourselves righteousness. That's a poetic way of saying the only way you're going to ever get better is work on yourself. I know you didn't want to hear that. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. How do you do that? You got to change yourself. Change your attitude. You say, but they got to change before I change. If you connect it to that, you never will change, because you can't change them. You can't force this. I've gotten in so much trouble trying to force God to do something he's not ready to do. He's got to do it in his time. Turn to somebody and say, it's just not time yet. It's not time yet. Well, what do I do in the meantime? Huh? What do I do? How do I survive in the meantime? Leave tomorrow to God and worship today like you know he's going to do it like he's promised. I know it seems like God is hidden and you can't find him anywhere and he's concealed, but I'm telling you that God is not absent. He's still working. Listen to me. God's still working on your behalf even though you cannot sense or see. It might be an invisible hand that's at work in your life, but God is still working powerfully. When you can't see God, remember, he's working his purpose out. I know you've got sorrow, but your sorrow's only going to endure for a night. And then joy is coming in the morning. Oh, that's tomorrow. Yes, joy's coming tomorrow. If I could just get you to get some joy today. Said, Brother Kinsey, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't either. But today, I believe that God has given us his promise. I want to renew your hope. I want to renew your praise. I want you to be young again. I want you to have a childlike spirit. They're so filled with awe and wonder. We come to church and we got the ho-hum. You know, you can tell Laodicea. Jesus is wonderful. You look like you're chewing a cud or something. What's the deal with you? Wouldn't smile if Jesus walked in the door. Wouldn't smile. Man, your promise just came walking through that door right there. I feel that prayer that you've been praying just walk through that door. And if you connect with it right now, God would let the sun come out tomorrow and you would be able to perceive it. God's not slack concerning his promises. If he's given you a promise, he's going to back it up. If I can get you to renew your hope and your faith in God. No, I'm not going to sit around and just mope about because something went wrong somewhere. I'm going to go ahead and praise the Lord. If all I've got is today, I might as well make it the best day possible. As a matter of fact, I found scripture to back that up. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all can't be sleepy this morning. You got an extra hour. Don't look at me like that. I had jet lag. And I got up at 4:00 this morning, man, I was awake. I was ready to take on the day. I said, man, that's too long to church. That's 7 hours till church time. I've been up for 7 hours and I'm ready to go. Don't tell me. Now, if we'd have done the other, but you had an extra hour. So quit letting the devil beat you out of your blessing today. Just because the devil has robbed you and you're worried and you don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know this and I don't know anything either. But I do know this. I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand, and his name is Jesus. I said the victory belongs to Jesus. It don't belong to you. It don't belong to Pentecostals. It doesn't belong to anybody but Jesus. The victory is the Lord's. And all you got to do is say, I'm going to believe it right now. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The victory belongs to Jesus. And all you got to do is claim that victory today. Oh, yes, there's some rough spots. I wished I could do away with it. But actually, I'm glad I don't do away with it. Because that's what you need to shape your character and find out who you are. Because you don't know who you really are till you go through something. Oh, I'm a Christian until you go through something. And then your behavior changes. And you probably weren't even behaving before. It just came out. This is where your behavior is. Oh, it's quiet now. Oh, yeah. God's going to give us victory. I need to get back to that, huh? Because your behavior tells more about where you're at in your growth process than what you say you believe. Because just because you say you believe in one God, you do well, but the devil also believes. So you got to adjust your behavior and your attitude according to the word of the Lord when you're going through the tough time. Now, I know you didn't want to hear that. Well, you don't know what I'm going through. I know what you're going through. I've been through it, and everybody in this building that's ever served God for any length of time is going through it or has been through it. And if they're not through it, they're going to go through it, and they're just going to keep on doing it. And that's just the cycle of life. I can't change the cycle of life, but I can do this. I can respond correctly to my crisis so I don't have to repeat the same nonsense over again. I think we ought to pass the test. I think somebody ought to say right now, today, I'm going to start working on myself. And here, I feel this right now. Isaiah 25:8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all our faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Woo! God said it. That's how I know. And so I'm just going to put my faith on the word of God and what he speaks and what he says, because it's not going to change at all. His word will never change. It is settled forever in heaven. Not one jot, not one tittle, not one thing is going to fall to the ground till all be fulfilled. So I'm just going to stand on his word, and I'm going to allow my behaviors to be corrected and adjusted according to his word. So the Lord says to you, don't give up hope. Be renewed in your hope. I know it hasn't come to pass yet, but it's going to. I speak it into your life in Jesus' name. And if you claim that promise, that prayer... How many of you got a prayer you're praying that hadn't been answered yet? Lift your hand. Look at this. Look at how many people around you's got prayers that they're praying that hasn't been answered yet. All right? God's going to answer it. How many of you have been expecting provision from the Lord that hasn't showed up yet? Lift your hand. You've been expecting provision from the Lord. It hadn't showed up. It's coming. How many of you been looking for direction? Some of you not going anywhere, so any direction's fine. So I understand that. if you're not headed anywhere, then... But how many of you are trying to go somewhere and you need direction? Lift your hand. You need direction. You need direction. All right. God is going to give you direction. How many of you know you want to go? God's promised it. You feel the unction. You feel blessed. But there's a lot of stuff in the way. And there's just so much blocking it. It just seems like it's impossible to get over. Lift your hand right now if it's impossible to get over. Listen to me right now. God's about to move all of that mess out of the way. It's going to move right now in the name of Jesus. Everything blocking your path. Everything obstructing your future. Everything keeping you from your destiny. God's ready to move it. I feel like he's planting dynamite in different key strategic points. And he's fixing to light the fuse. I say, God, use me as the fire. Hallelujah. I'm ready to see it explode, and it's going to blow up out of your way, and you are going to walk into your destiny and into your purpose, and God's going to give you victory. But you can't wait to change your behavior when he does it. That's not the way it works. You got to change your behavior now. You got to change your attitude now. So I'm here just working on it. I'm adjusting it. I got my wrench out, my pliers. I'm trying to, man, I need something. I need a power tool or something. Because some of you are set in your way of thinking, and it's hindering you from experiencing what God wants to give you. It's hindering you because you're set. Well, I'm already set in my ways. Well, if that's what you believe, then how in the world can God adjust you to align you to his purpose so he can allow to flow? How many of you know that everything needs adjustment? If you're in this world, in this planet, everything's out of alignment, and you got to be constantly readjusted and realigned to God's purpose and to his nature. It's not just the what he's wanting to do, it's how he wants you to act to where you represent him correctly. Because if we're not representing God correctly, he's not going to fulfill his purpose, because he doesn't get honor out of us acting up all the time. So we got to stop acting up and acting out, and we need to start blessing and praising the Lord, and we need to start doing what God has called us to do. He called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. I think somebody ought to get on their feet and say, devil, you're not taking me out today, because I know who holds tomorrow. I think you ought to say, devil, you can't have me today. I might be in a tough place. I might not know what to do, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm going to praise him like I've already got it. You say, well, so-and-so's not nice to me. Will you be nice? So-and-so doesn't like me. You like them. I can't like them. Why not? Because they don't like me. Well, you got to get over that. Grow up. Get past it. I like you anyway. Just aggravate the devil out of them. Praise God. Just say, I'm going to like you even though you're not likable and you don't like me and you never will. But I'm still going to love you. Say, well, I can love him, but I don't have to like him. I'll like you and love you. Just to aggravate the devil and let you know. Say, well, I can't forgive them. I can forgive them. Boy, I'm talking now. I'm preaching now. Just go on and forgive them. You say, well, I can't smile because so-and-so's here. Smile anyway. Aggravate them. Praise the Lord. Nothing irritates the devil like when he throws everything at you and you still praise God. And nothing aggravates him any more than that. Woo! Hallelujah! I think I'll shout on my own sermon. Praise the Lord. Because I like every last one of you. Woo! Hallelujah! I said it's here. And if somebody will say, I'll change myself. I'll change myself without expectation of anybody else changing. I set my course to do the will of God. And I delight to do thy will. It's delight. Oh, you got to preach today. You got to tell everybody what they do not want to hear. I'm going to smile anyway. I'm going to praise God anyhow. Why? Because I know who holds tomorrow. And all I need to do today is keep myself aligned with what I know He's promised. And if I can do that, whoo! You talk about a principle. It'll change your life if you apply it. Somebody said, wow. I wish somebody else over here would say it backwards. Wow. Well, nothing ever changes. It's all controlled by this or that. No, I refuse to believe that. Not because I'm just an optimist. It's not that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's because of what this book says. And I refuse to change what this book says to believe anything else. Not going to do it. I'm going to believe that word. I'm going to stand on it. The word says He's the God of the living. Is anybody alive in the house today? If you need the Holy Ghost, I want you to step out and walk up here to the front. Step out from where you're standing. Just walk down the aisle and just meet us up here at the front. Come on. Anybody that needs a touch from God, you need a miracle in your life. You need God to intervene on your behalf in a situation that you've got in your life that you need the Holy Ghost to help defeat. I want you to step up here and I want you to walk. I want you to believe God. Does it make it a difference who you are? There's nothing that has happened yesterday. If you learn the principle of repentance, if you learn and receive the gift of repentance, now you have to acknowledge the truth in order to receive the gift of repentance according to the scripture. You cannot receive repentance if you don't acknowledge the truth. He said, I will grant them repentance if they will acknowledge the truth. So you've acknowledged the truth. I'm a sinner. I've got a problem. I've got a situation. I need a miracle or whatever it is. You're admitting before this whole congregation. You're stepping out with faith right now. Step out by faith all over this house and say, I love you tomorrow. It's not happened yet. And it ain't happened today, but I love you tomorrow because the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Go ahead. That's it. Step out. Step out and believe God. Step out and believe God. Step out and believe God. Start trusting in Him. Start believing that His word applies to you personally and that it literally, it trumps everything else. It's like the rook in Rook. It trumps everything. And if you apply the word correctly with the right spirit and develop the behaviors that the word of God teaches us and hold fast to them when it's more convenient to not do it. Oh, it's not convenient. No, I'm not saying it's comfortable even. It's not convenient or comfortable, but it will work if you do it because He loves you. Do you realize? Church of the living God, how much He loves you. If you recognize that, you wouldn't stand back there. You'd walk up here. You'd run up here. You would say, I want to connect. I want you to transform me. I want you to help me. I need you, Jesus. I need you. My situation is impossible. It's beyond my ability to correct. It's beyond my own skill to do anything different. I can't change anything. All I can do is align myself. That's all I can do. Today, I align myself with God's word, with his truth. I repent. I connect myself to you. Now, there are so many wonderful people in this church service that need a touch from God, because you are going through some very difficult times, and the enemy has just bothered you and tormented your mind and your thinking to the point where you can't hardly even sleep at night because you are so uncertain and unsure about things. And we understand that. We've all been there. Everybody's done that. So that's not a rebuke. It's just an observation. It's a truth that I want to address, because it is in that truth that you will find deliverance. You acknowledge the truth, God will grant you repentance, and then the miracle flows. That's how it works. It's never worked any other way, and it never will. God's never going to do anything until you obey his word, acknowledge the truth, repent. And those of you that have not been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Those of you that haven't received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, you must receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That will happen if you will align yourself to God's purpose and truth. He grants you repentance. It's not like you got to do anything. Just align to the truth. God, I need you. I don't know what to do. It's all right to say that. It's all right to say, I don't know what to do. Matter of fact, there's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands. It's always been out of your hands. You just came to the truth. Now, God can work in your life. Now, saints of God, I want you to get with somebody, because we're going to repent together, and everybody here together. Saints of God, I want you to come, and there's some people here that need miracles. Some people need the Holy Ghost for the first time. Some could use a renewing. Of course, we all can be renewed in the Holy Ghost, and that's a great thing all in and of itself. I thank God for it. I love every one of you, and I bless you. So I want you to connect. I refuse to be Laodicea. I refuse to be the shallow that says I believe it and don't live it. Don't behave according. Behavior is louder than your statement of faith. Mission statements don't mean beans if your behavior doesn't match it. Don't mean beans. What you say you believe don't mean beans if you don't have the behaviors to go with it. There are actions, the acts of the apostles. Things happen when you truly believe something and are passionately connected to the word. It'll change you into the person. Go ahead. I want you to repent together, everybody. Now lift your hands and begin to worship and say, God, I'm trusting your word. I'm trusting your promise. I'm trusting you to remove my sin from my life and wash me and cleanse me.
That you enjoyed this podcast, and if you did, please subscribe so you don't miss another message. Please connect with us if you have any questions. We would be delighted to hear from you, and we can be found at firstpent.org. That is firstpent.org, and we certainly hope that you will visit us soon. Be blessed in Jesus' name.